Welcome to Season 3 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Taylor Vollen, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hey everyone, this is your host Lillian back again with another Breakaway Breakdown, this time with a little event preview with our friends from over at the Ruby Buckle, Pink Buckle, and Young Guns League. Today I'm talking to Kylie Sissom, who keeps a lot of things running over there at the Ruby Buckle, to discuss a really cool breakaway roping they're having at South Jordan on Sunday, June 22nd. I'm not going to spill all the beans right here, but I will say there's a $10,000 added open that you guys are probably going to want to hit up. It is the same week as a lot of the pro rodeos in that area, as well as the Old West Futurity right down the road. So pencil in Sunday, June 22nd, and I will let Kylie run us through all the information in regards to entering, payback, added money, side pots, incentives for those pink, ruby, and young gun horses. It sounded pretty cool. I think I might need to go to South Jordan in June. So without further ado, we are going to jump right in. But first, I need to give a little shout out to Spalding Fly Predators for sponsoring today's episode. If you are already a Spalding Fly Predator user, or you are interested in trying their products as the summer fly season just continues to get more intense, we do have a little coupon code, and that is HRN10 for 10% off your order at Spalding Fly Predators. All right, guys, it's time to rope. Let's go. All right. Hi, Kylie. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Well, first of all, I want to kind of start off, and for the people who may not have met you before, all our breakaway ropers who don't know who Kylie is, tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of what your position is there at the Buckles.
Yeah, so I am born and raised in Utah. I've barrel raced my whole life and breakawayed up until college and a little bit of amateur rodeo. So I started working for the Buckles about 5 or 6 years ago, and my position there is the brand manager. So I have a little bit of a hand in everything that goes on with the Buckles, and the breakaway has become something that is really important to me and I have a passion for. So I'm really excited to talk about our upcoming breakaway event that we're going to have and what we have planned for the future of it.
Yes, I'm so grateful you reached out. The Buckle Association joined the Equine Network group. Was it last year or the year before?
It was last year, I believe, that we joined forces.
Okay, yeah, it's been a little bit fast and furious. And then we got our favorite Kayla Jones on here recently, and she is bringing her barrel racing prowess into the organizational side. So it's just been really fun to see the Buckles kind of take on even this next level, because I know they've always been a really prestigious organization.
No, we've enjoyed, you know, incorporating all of the things that Equine Network has to offer. And it's been a really fast paced, like you said, year of, you know, integrating the two, but really fun and exciting things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And my coworker, Casey Allen, and our Ride TV gal, Emma Steinke, headed to Guthrie and did a really good job. I know that central race was really fun for you guys. Just wrapped.
Yes. We love those girls. The whole crew that they bring just puts out amazing content, and they're our favorite people to hang out with too. So it makes it fun.
I know. We do have a lot of fun. Okay. But speaking of awesome crew, we're going to bring an awesome crew up there to Utah, which is your home turf.
Yeah, we're excited. We're going to have our barrel race in June, the 24th through the 28th. And then this breakaway roping that we're putting on Sunday, June 22nd in South Jordan, Utah.
Awesome.
And South Jordan, Utah. I've never been to that event center. Can you tell me a little bit about it, just for somebody who has no idea what it's like?
It's a really beautiful place. It's in an area. South Jordan's kind of turned into a little bit of a city here recently in Utah, but there's lots of fun things around there, and the facility itself is really quite state of the art. I mean, they have beautiful barns, they have an indoor arena, several outdoor arenas, and then a covered arena. And the covered arena is where we'll do the breakaway. And they have polo fields, and it's really
Oh.
beautiful. So we love having it there. And the crew and staff there is super helpful and awesome to work with as well.
I'm kind of thinking I might need to
I think you do.
Okay. So, yeah, we really wanted to spread the word on this. We were talking about it earlier. We have the open with the 10K added from Hey Chicks. Entries closing June 9th, and then you can enter on site for a $100 late fee. Something that has kind of been linked to this event, unofficially, of course, has been the Old West roping that's just happening down the road in Utah on that same week. So there's going to be a lot of really talented ladies in town, and then a really neat open breakaway with $10,000 added.
When we were planning this breakaway, I've worked really closely with Clint Robinson, who his dad Lance Robinson is one of the original partners in Pink and Ruby Buckle, and he's a calf roper, and we both feel passionate about the breakaway. So we really tried to time of year and geographically make it make sense for everyone. So that's why we put it in Utah in June. There's lots of rodeos around. There's the Old West, and people are just kind of passing through, from Elko to Reno or whatever rodeos are right there. And on a Sunday, which is typically kind of a rest day and there's not a lot going on, we tried to make it as convenient as possible so that we could have a really good turnout and event for all the girls, whether they're fraternity trainers or roping, at the pro rodeos or everything in between to come and compete.
Yeah, I love how you guys line that up. It really seems like you kind of had the breakaway ropers in mind.
We
Okay.
definitely did.
And you just told me that it was WPRA approved as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yep, we just got that approved this morning. So the open will be WPRA approved.
Tired of flies bugging your barn? Kill flies before they hatch with Fly Predators, nature's fly-fighting secret that can kill as many as 70,000 flies in a single delivery. Start early and enjoy fewer flies all season. Learn more at spalding-labs.com.
So how does the Pink and Ruby fit into this? Because it's an open roping. But there's some incentives, right? Or you don't need a pink and ruby horse to enter?
So we've kind of split it up into a few different things. Obviously, from the Pink and Ruby and Young Guns League standpoint, we're a stallion-based incentive. So that's always at the forefront of our mind when we're planning any event. With this breakaway, just talking to girls in the industry and what they'd like to see, that was really important to us to make sure we're listening to our customers and trying to put an event together that they're gonna want to come to time and time again. So what we found is, the breakaway with the stallion incentives is still trying to catch up. It's different than the barrel racing world. We haven't always been breeding for breakaway horses specifically. So there's girls who have a bunch of open horses basically, and then they just have a handful of those horses that would be eligible from Pink Buckle, Ruby Buckle, or Young Guns. So we wanted to make it lucrative, A, and convenient, B, for everyone to come and rope. So you can come bring your open horse and rope for, I mean, it's a $750 entry fee, 80% payback, and $10,000 added. So that's going to pay like a slot machine. Then we have our two incentive side pots per se. So we have a six and under, so that's horses 6 years and older or younger, Pink Buckle, Ruby Buckle, Young Guns nominated horses. That's going to be pulled out into its own separate roping that we're going to have. And We're also going to have a open side pot for Pink Buckle, Ruby Buckle, and Young Guns horses. And that open side pot has no additional entry fee. And each of those incentive side pots have $25,000 allocated to them, and that's a guaranteed payout. So we have a guaranteed payout on our website. I won't go through all the particulars, but it's going to pay really good. We're going to do two rounds and an average. The six and under, we're going to do, you know, just normal two rounds and a short go. That's a $500 entry fee. The open incentive side pot, like I said, there's no entry fee for that. It's going to be two rounds and an average. And then the open breakaway is going to be two rounds with a short go. And we're going to do it a two-tiered short go. So I don't know if everybody's familiar with that, but everyone who catches two head, we're going to put them in the short go. We're going to split that in half into a first tier and a second tier. So it kind of spreads the love amongst the short go. You don't have to, you know, be 1-9 like on both head to win something. Like if you're on something younger or whatever happens that day, you can still get a chunk of the money.
So it's kind of like the D system. You guys are just going to cut them down the middle.
Yes. Previously at our events, we tried the D system, and I don't think it was super conducive to a breakaway that we were putting on. So we decided to do this tiered system where it's not necessarily going off of the fastest time and breaking it up that way, but it's still giving top girls that day and a second half chances at different money.
Yes, I highly doubt anyone's going to be upset that they got a big old paycheck in the second tier.
No, exactly. And you know, with breakaway, sometimes it's just not your day. Sometimes it's really hard to rope two really fast. So even if, like I said, you're on a younger one, that's why we did it that way too. Bring your young ones, bring your open rodeo horses, and there's something to rope at for everyone.
Nice. Okay, so you kind of hashed it out, but I'm just going to kind of go over it again for my own brain. We have the open breakaway, and inside that open breakaway, there are two side pots. There's one for the six and under, and there's one for the Pink Ruby and Young Gun horses. And then you're also having an entire other roping that is just for the Pink Ruby and Young Gun horses.
So the six and under roping is just for those incentive horses. So the six and under roping is just Pink Buckle, Ruby Buckle, Young Guns horses, and that they're going to rope separately right before the open. Then we'll have the open, which is a true open, and that has the open side pot for the incentive horses. So if you have a Pink Buckle horse that's 6 years or younger, come rope in the six and under. And then if you have one that's older or just an open horse, come rope in the open. If they happen to be paid into one of those incentives, you also have an extra chance at $25,000 there.
Okay, so it sounds like if you have a rank six and under horse that is a Pink Ruby or Young Gun horse, you need to be here.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be a good day to be riding one of those because, yeah, there's a lot of money up for grabs. And I think to put this kind of money right there at a good location this time of year, and I'm really hoping that people are excited about it and want to come rope.
Awesome. Well, thank goodness for Hey Chicks adding that $10,000.
Yes. And
we have again $750 entry fee, 80% payback, and it is WPRA approved. And where can someone find if their horse is Pink Ruby or Young Gun eligible?
Yeah, so we have separate websites for each incentive, so they can visit any of those, pinkbuckle.com, the rubybuckle.com, younggunsleague.com. You can look up your horse easily on there. We also have a staff full of amazing employees that, you know, you can call us or email us, whatever's easiest for you, and just simply give us your horse's name and we can look it up for you too.
Okay, that's awesome. And I'm sure that you'll be in the thick of it getting ready for the Utah showdown.
Yes, it's going to be a busy week.
Okay, well, again, the entries close on June 9th, and then you can also enter on site, but there's that late fee. So if you're thinking about entering, maybe save yourself some money and put it towards some diesel while you're out there on the road.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you want to make sure that people really remember about this roping?
I think we've really covered it. We just encourage people to come out and participate in the roping, and we're really excited about having it, and we hope we can continue to do it at this time of year in this location, because it makes the most sense to us. So we're just excited to see everybody out there.
Yeah, well, super excited to support you guys and get as many eyes and ears on it as possible. It sounds like it's going to be a great event, and you guys always certainly put your heart and soul into it. So there's always going to be the effort. That's for dang sure.
Yes, it's definitely a passion project for many of us. We love it. So we're thrilled to be able to put on the events and work with so many great people.
Awesome. Well, I think that's about it. Looking forward to seeing what you guys get put together. And I will hopefully be chatting with you a little bit later.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, guys, that wraps it up for this time. But as the summer run approaches, we are going to have more and more fun content for you coming out. So be sure to stick around. If you need to contact the Ruby Buckle for any questions regarding this breakaway roping, you can email office@therubybuckle.com and they will get back with you, answer your questions, see if your horse is eligible, and make sure you get those entries in before June 9th for the Ruby Buckle breakaway roping in South Jordan. Thank you again to Spalding Fly Predators for supporting today's episode. And remember, there's that code HRN10 for 10% off your order. All right, guys, I'll see you next time.